Welcome to Classics Live. This is a young artist's concert at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence, featuring the Zora Quartet. We'll hear Langsamer Satz, a love piece from the youth of Anton Webern, and Shostakovich's Ninth String Quartet. First, here's the Zora Quartet's first violinist, Deshapol Kowinta-Wiwat, to say a few words about the Webern 1905 piece Langsamer Satz, which simply means slow movement.
The next piece we play is Webern Langsamer Satz. It's a piece that he wrote very early in his life, when he was 21, actually, before he went a little bit cuckoo with the music. He wrote this piece during a summer vacation with his lover, which was going to turn into his wife. And it's a piece that you guys will hear, like, how emotional it is in all sense. Like, we find that it really expressed all the features of young love. So I hope you guys will hear it too. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Thank you.
written by the 21-year-old Anton Webern. For string quartet, that was Langsamer Satz, or Slow Movement. We're at the Lead Center Pavilion at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. The Zorah Quartet is currently touring the United States as winners of the Young Artists Competition, as well as being the quartet in residence at the Curtis Institute of Music. Some of their recent awards include the Coleman National Chamber Music Competition in California and the gold medal at the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition. In fact, there's a great picture of them playing at the top of the competition's webpage, fischoff.org, if you're curious to see them in action, as well as videos of them playing within the site. Before we hear the string quartet number 9 by Dmitri Shostakovich, written in 1964, here are a few more words about it from one of our young concert artists, the Zorah Quartet.
We'll be playing the Shostakovich string quartet number 9. This piece, we fell in love with it right away. The first time we heard our mentors, the Pacifica Quartet, performing at IU, our previous place where we were in residence. And what we find interesting about it is how the whole piece is connected from the beginning to the end. There's no stop, so don't worry, it's not a half an hour first movement. And what I find interesting about the connection is usually it's with a recitative in the first violin. And actually, throughout the whole piece, there are a lot of recitatives that you don't hear usually in many quartets, and gives it the sense almost like it's like dialogue, kind of like all of us are like expressing our point of view at times, and it's like, okay, now it's my turn to say what I think. And I find that very interesting. Another thing that it's very typical with Shostakovich is like the extreme contrast in emotion, and how he tends to express them almost like, sometimes like a little bit sarcastically, and he can be a little bit nasty about it. And that's something that we always talk about, how he was really repressed by the government, the communist government in Russia, and that was kind of his way of get away with it, kind of like make his fight back a little bit. And one last thing that is, I find really interesting is how the quartet starts with a thematic motif of eight notes, ri-ro-ri-ro-ri-ro, in the second violin, and he develops that thematic material throughout the whole piece. In all the movements, it starts as an accompaniment, but then he will turn it into melodies, and it will stay really, really present throughout all the movements. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the string quartet number 9, opus 117 by Dmitri Shostakovich. From the Lead Center Pavilion Young Artists Concert, that was the Zora Quartet. Violinist Deshapal Kowinta-Wiwat and Sula Lee, violist Pablo Munoz Salido, and cellist Zizai Ning. The name Zora was chosen by one of their music professors. It means sunrise in Bulgarian. To learn more about them, their website is zorastringquartet.com. To learn more about Classics Live and Kansas Public Radio, check out kpr.ku.edu. Today's concert was recorded by Chuck Smith. Program notes are supplied by our producer, Cordelia Brown. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of KPR, Kansas Public Radio. by Sergei Rachmaninoff, the Romance and Tarantella from his second suite for two pianos, a KPR recording from September 2004. In Beach Music Hall at Emporia State University, we've heard ESU professors of piano Marie Miller and Martin Cuellar. Classics Live is a production of KPR, Kansas Public Radio.